I didn't see it. You know, I was asked about it on the conference call and told about it. You know, Brett's a guy that, boy, if you play quarterback, you know, nobody's defined, you know, longevity, career, toughness more than him. And, you know, his consecutive start streak is one of the most impressive things, I think, in all of sports. I think my brother Eli is second. Eli might break it, but it just goes to show you how impressive a record that is, how he always answered the bell every single Sunday and was always producing. And, you know, growing up in the South, both of us, you know, Brett has always said he was a big fan of my dad's, and so there's always been kind of a mutual respect there, you know, from my family to him as well. And, you know, everybody, I always enjoyed watching him play. Nobody played the game quite like he did. And he's truly one of a kind quarterback. It's hard to make a universal statement. I mean, you know. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. Like I said, I didn't play particularly well, you know, in a number of games. I'm not sure we were just loaded with talent. You know, I don't want to offend anybody on that 3-13 team, you know. But, you know, at certain spots. I mean, you know, but also, I look back. I can remember just realizing how hard it was to win. I mean, we actually played pretty close in a number of games, and we just kept losing. I just remember I learned, boy, it's hard to win. You could have a pretty good game, and you still get beat. And so, you know, that's why you never take winning for granted. And, you know, but I think what I tried to do in my rookie year is just learn a lot. And I do think, like I said, there's been a lot of rookies since then that have come in and had good seasons and have made the playoffs. You know, I think we – I led the league in interceptions. I think I led the league in attempts that year too, which I'm not sure that was what you want as a rookie to be, you know, leading that many attempts, you know. But, you know, we had Marshall Faulk that year, which, you know, I couldn't have thrown it to him or handed it to him, you know, enough. I always felt good when something like that was going to happen. But I think it's it depends on the situation and kind of how the games are going. But I think it just shows that it is hard. And the guys that have done well as rookies, hey, my hat's off to them.
Time for two more guys.
Rex this morning, when asked how he could stop you, he said, I'm not going to say we're going to poison his food or something, but that has crossed my mind. Did you order in?
Yeah, maybe so. Hey, I played against a number of teams, you know, coached by Coach Ryan as a D coordinator or as a head coach. He's always had good players, and he's always had them ready to play. It's always been a challenge. I can't tell you how much respect I have, you know, for his defenses, and it's unique. There's other teams that try to do things like it. There's nobody that does it quite like he does. And then, like I said, I don't know what's going on the other side of the ball or the special teams. That Chargers game looked to me like the defense sure was in a lot of bad field position and situations, and the Chargers made some plays. So I can just tell you, we have respect, you know, for this defense, and I can promise you it'll be a challenge.
Any thoughts on losing a weapon like Matt Grady?
Like I said, anytime you kind of like talking about losing Decker last year, anytime you lose, you know, good players, it's tough. You know, Matt made a ton of kicks here. I think he missed like 3 field goals or something in the 2 years he and I played together. And so, you know, I communicated with him last week, told him I enjoyed playing with him and appreciated all the hard work he did in helping us, and I wish him luck. So, you know, when those changes are made, it's about kind of how you adjust to it. So that's what we're trying to do. And, you know, we're counting on our new guy to be ready. And but, you know, I wish Matt the best.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you all.